A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Then can I have a glass of this? Thank you. Do you believe this testimony, brethren? This word that we just read. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. We want to dig into this good name that the Bible is trying to refer to today. Because as human beings, as a man, we're not trying to say we shouldn't be good men, but our righteousness is not actually accepted before God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There's nothing that we can call a good man in this realm that we live in. A natural man is already termed a liar or a transgressor in the eyes of the Spirit. But today, God is revealing to us a name that is better than anything you can think of in this age. Do you know, when God met with Abraham, God started off by telling Abraham, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great. I will make thy name great. Now, later on, God now changes the name of Abraham to Abraham, meaning the father of many nations. Why the change of name? Why do we attach so much importance to that change of name? Because God is revealing to us today there is a name that is above all names. And that name that is above all names is your inheritance forever.
Amen.
In the book of Isaiah 56, it says, I will give you an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. I will give you an everlasting name that will not be cut off. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the promise of God. Jesus, who is supposed to be our forerunner, you know what they call a forerunner?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that goes ahead. Jesus went ahead of the brethren. Jesus is an example that we should follow. The way he went is the way we all are going. Paul admonished that having the same mindset with Jesus, acting like Jesus, what we should do is to, you know, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the cross, even unto death of the cross. Wherefore God also highly exalted him, now listen to it, and giving him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Of things in heaven, things in earth, and things underneath the earth. That name that Jesus inherited is the name of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A name above all names, and at that name, every knee shall bow. Meaning every knee shall worship. At that name. And of course, you cannot worship anything apart from God. Jesus did not inherit silver and gold. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus did not inherit a gold mansion in the sky. Jesus inherited a name. A name that is above all names. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the name that is better than silver and gold. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope we can get this revelation. If we get this revelation, every part of our being should be geared towards inheriting that name. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The new name, a name that is above all names. Are we blind to understand that if you inherit the name of God, it means that you have everything? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Are we blind to recognize the fact that having the name of God or inheriting the name of God means you have all power? When Jesus appears after the resurrection and says, "All things in heaven and earth have been delivered to me. All power in heaven and earth has been delivered to me." Why? Because he had ascended into the Father. He now had inherited the name of the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when God called Abraham, and God is calling you today, God is saying, "I'm going to make of you a great nation. I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to make thy name great." God is going to bless you in his name. Now you understand what Jesus meant. Says, in my name. Anything you ask in my name, you will cast out devils of unbelief. In my name, you will speak with new tongues. In my name, you will lay your hands on the sick and they will recover.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we are perfect minded, let our focus be on inheriting that name. Because that is the only thing that will abide forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
With that name, we enter into a world without end. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is the new Jerusalem? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know those ancients of old, people like Jacob. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know Jacob, all these people never had the understanding we have today, but these were great men of faith. Jacob did something in the middle of the night when people were sleeping. In the book of Genesis chapter 32, what happens is that Jacob came to a river, side, and he crossed the river with his family, and he put his family aside, and it is written that Jacob went back and he met with a man, and he wrestled with the man all night. He wrestled with that man all night, and he said that man, which was actually an angel, must bless him. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
He wrestled, he held the angel all night and said that angel must bless him. Can we turn quickly to the book of Genesis chapter 32? I'm going to start from verse 22. Genesis 32, 22. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thanks, Dory. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
That same night, Jacob got up took his two wives, his two concubines. Ah, he had two concubines.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that. And his 11 children, and crossed the Jabbok River. After he had sent them across, he also sent across all that he owned. But he stayed behind alone. Everybody say alone.
Alone.
Alone. Oh, hallelujah. Then a man came and wrestled with him until just before break, daybreak. When the man saw that he was not winning the struggle, he hit Jacob on the hip, and it was thrown out of joint. The man said, I'm reading from the Good News Bible because the King James Version was quite confusing. The man said, let me go. Daylight is coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then this was the reply of Jacob. I wouldn't unless you bless me. What is your name? The man asked. Jacob, he answered. The man said, your name will no longer be Jacob. You have struggled with God and with men, and you have won. So your name will be Israel. Jacob said, now tell me your name. But he answered, why do you want to know my name? Oh, praise God. Then he blessed Jacob. Then Jacob said, I have seen God face to face. I am still alive. So he named the place Peniel. The sun arose as Jacob was leaving Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. You know what that means? While they were wrestling, the angel touched the hip of Jacob, and his waist is dislocated. So from that time onwards, Jacob used to limp, you know. And because of that, the Israelites never used to eat, you know, animals that were, you know, that the hip was out of place. It was forbidden because of that. Now, this is a symbolic struggle. God is trying to teach us something. Very important secret here. Because the night season is the season where people live in ignorance. The world today is night. It's in the night. And what do people do at night? People sleep at night. Do you know that people in this world are asleep? Do you know that people in this world that we are living in are asleep? People are asleep in their graves. People, you don't know that? Everything you see, and people, and when you are asleep, you're not aware of reality. Remember Lazarus?
Yeah.
When Lazarus was in his grave, Jesus said he was sleeping. In the spirit realm, they use the language, somebody's asleep when he's dead. He said, but those in your graves will awake. That's why we call it resurrection. Those that sleep, sleep in the night. But there is a generation of people just like Jacob. A people who are determined to walk with the Lord. These are people that are solitary. If you want to find God, you have to separate yourself. You don't want distractions. Do you know that? You don't want too many distractions. That's why at times, if you are following this message, God might want you to be small numbers. He doesn't want too much confusion. Administration and, you know, minding the affairs of men. You have to concentrate on the things of the Spirit. Jacob wrestled with God and with man. Now today we're not wrestling with just any man. We're wrestling with principalities and powers. And the principalities and powers, let me tell you all they seek to do. They seek to always subject you to a belief that you are separate from God. You hear what the elder shared today? every problem of man today is because he thinks that he's separate from God. And all God wants to do is to bring the two back to one. Is removing the wall of separation, the partition between man and God, so that the two are now one. If you know that you are one with God, then you know there is nothing like death. Do you know that? You know that you live forever. If you know that you are one with God, there is nothing like fear. If you know that you are one in God, all things work together for your good. Every tribulation a man has in this world is because he senses himself to be separate from God. And these are the people that live in the night season. When you are in the night season, you are asleep, you lose all reality that you have a being that is actually nested one with God. So the principalities and powers are the reasoning of this age, of the carnal mind, the reasoning of traditions of men, the reasonings of religion, the reasonings of that always seek to separate you from the life of God. But you have to wrestle against them. You know that? Wrestle against them. It's a battle to keep yourself alert at night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And while people are asleep, there's a people today who are watching. You know, Jesus Christ says, watch and pray.
Yes.
Watch and pray means to keep yourself in the knowledge. You know, it is to keep yourself in the knowledge is more difficult than to just be a religious blabber. To keep yourself in the consciousness. To keep yourself in the knowledge of Christ. In this dark age where everything speaks contrary. Do you know everything is against what we preach? Do you know that? Your mind will tell you otherwise. Your natural mind will tell you it's a lie. Then you have the brethren outside. You know? You have the elders, some of the elders too, that will try to tell you otherwise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So you are wrestling. He said wrestling with man and God. Amen.
Amen.
Contending for the faith. To keep the faith. Because this world we are seeing is going to pass away. But Jacob saw that in that man, there is a blessing that is forever. And what to bless Jacob, you know what this man did? He changed his name. He gave him a new
name.
And the new name comes with the dawning of a new day. The new name comes with the dawning of a new day. It was when the morning was coming that he now gave him that blessing and a new name. Because what you are seeing was the birth of a morning star. What you are seeing was the birth of a son of the day. We are of the day, and we are admonished not to be carried away with the night.
Amen.
Morality is falling at a very sharp rate now. Because of material gain, people have lost all sense of emotion. The love of the brethren is fading away very fast. Do you know that? People betray people on a daily basis in a way, the rate is increasing. People are becoming very insensitive to the plight of their brothers. You go to places like in Africa where you see the people are so material minded now that they can even kill for gain of this world. Have you heard brothers and sisters killing each other over inheritance?
Yes.
It has gotten to that level where things have, the corruption has blinded the eyes of people. They don't even see, there's nothing like love. Love is dying away. But there's a people like Jacob that are standing up in the night to hold on to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And these ones will shine like light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us not be carried away with the sleep, world that is sleeping. Because I tell you the truth, it will not be rosy forever for them.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's good to stand faithful. Look at what happened to our brother. A car that appeared. I saw everything as it happened. And a car that appeared like that from heaven. That's the hand of God.
Yes, sir.
And apparently, before he even told me, I already told him of the testimony of a brother who somebody gave him a new car, not knowing that his own car was waiting in the email. Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's before he told me, I told you I knew of a brother, a white brother gave him a car, a brand new car. I didn't know that his own donkey was waiting in the, his own chassis donkey was waiting in the email. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God will not forsake the righteous. At times we are scared, we lose faith. That's why we go the way of the world. Let us not get tired of watching and praying. You know, the disciples of Jesus, they told Jesus that they are going to follow him to the end. He told them, look here, you're just, he said, before the cock crows three times, you will deny me. You know what strengthened Jesus? In the night, he was what? Praying. What he was praying, that he prayed, it is written that even drops of blood came out of him. He was praying fervently. Now, his prayers is not just blabbing. I want money. I want wife. I want husband. Yeah, but the prayer is that kingdom come. The prayer is that I may know you, that I may inherit that name that is above all names. That is the prayer. Hallelujah. Your lifestyle becomes a prayer. You are focused on getting that reward, which is the name of the Father. As he was praying, and this same angel, you notice that the angel did not give his name. Why? Because the angel does not have a name.
Lord.
Angels live by the name of the I Am. When an angel appears, it's the Lord that is appearing. God is spirit, so the angel only is an arm of God being revealed to mankind. An angel is a messenger. Hallelujah. We that are servants of God evolve to become angels. Someone said, but I don't have wings. You know, in the book of Revelation, the angel that brought the revelation to John, John tried to worship him. John told the angel told John, don't worship me, I'm one of your brethren. I'm a brethren like you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I gave some messages, a 6-part message on angels in one of my recordings. Hallelujah. Amen. Lucifer, the Archangel Michael, Gabriel, all these things, I explained who they are. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Have you seen an angel called Trevor before? Angel Trevor. He came to announce the glad tidings from heaven that Mary shall be with a child. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The angel will come and announce the glad tidings and you shall be with child.
Amen.
That child is that you shall birth Christ. Hallelujah. It's the gospel is full of allegories. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So let us resolve like Jacob to stay awake, for the reward is great. A new name, meaning the name of the Father, the name that is above all names. Hallelujah. Paul says that we are called of a family in heaven and earth who live by one name, which is the name of the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All of us live by the name of the Father. Amen.
Amen.
Living by the name of the Father means living by the nature of the Father, the characteristics of the Father. Now, can somebody tell me here the major characteristic of the Father? that a man is not, something that the Father is that the man is not. The Father is spirit. Do you know your spirit?
Yes.
Where? Yeah.
If you think you are flesh and blood, that's where the problem is. People think that they are flesh and blood. Your spirit that have decided to inhabit, to come down and live in flesh and blood form for a season, but your true form is spirit. You must come to the place where, like Jesus, you say, I came out of the Father, who is the Spirit, and now I go back to the Father, who is the Spirit, who is the Spirit. You know, you have all kinds of spirits. When you have the evil spirit, that's flesh and blood. An evil spirit is flesh and blood. Flesh and blood is the mentality that has not understood or known that one life, which is the life of the Father. Hallelujah. So our wrestle today is to gain that name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Putting down every conviction in our minds. You know, at times our minds speak to us.
Yes.
Negative things.
Confuse us.
Yes. At times it makes you to doubt. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anything that disagrees with what you are hearing today is the lie of the devil. And you must wrestle against that thing until the morning star arises in your heart, which is the day star. The day star is the sun. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When there is the day comes, there's no more darkness. The New Jerusalem, when Joshua saw it, he said that there was no darkness. No, there is no night in the New Jerusalem. It's all daytime. Hallelujah. It is the day of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Now, we're going to round up with some verses in the book of Revelation. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Hallelujah. Bless me. These are people that, you know, Jacob was already rich. Do you know that? He had cattle, he had this, he had that. He had 2 wives and even 2 concubines to add to it. Amen?
Additional.
The additional. So he was already, he had it all.
Had it all or additional.
But he was still asking for a blessing.
Yes.
And you can see that God did not ask him, what are your 2 concubines? I didn't tell you to do that. Amen. Don't misquote me. Okay, let's move on. The book of Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3 verse 7, then we'll round up. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, this thing saith, he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opened and no man shutted, and shutted and no man opened, I know thy work, because I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Let's pause there. Look at what he said. He said, you have a little strength, but you have what? Kept my word, and you have not denied me. Can you compare this with the words of Jesus when he says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is
weak.
Jesus also experienced that weakness. You know that? He too experienced that, but he buffeted his flesh. Notwithstanding, he was faithful unto the word of God. Let us be faithful unto the word of God.
Amen.
Because there is great reward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is great reward. You have kept my word. Hallelujah. And you have not denied my name. How do you deny the name of Jesus? It's by walking in a wrong identity. That's how you deny him. You don't have to go out on the street to say, I don't know Jesus. I reject you, Jesus. No. If you walk in a wrong identity, you are already denying the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God for that. Now I'm going to jump to verse 11, Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold thou fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Now let's stop there. These are very important words. They are very heavy words. I come
quickly.
Let's say it. I come
quickly.
Do you know where he's coming? He's coming in you. It's the dawning of the morning star in you. It's like the sun arises in the morning. Have you seen a sun set in the morning? How it comes out from his hidden chambers and comes to the noonday. That's how the morning star, the Christ, appears in you. Praise God. That is for those that keep the word. I come quickly. I have a message on that on the internet. Amen. I wrote one on also in Italian, and somebody wrote Stronson on the website for me. Amen. Praise God. Hold thou fast that no man take away thy crown. Now, you notice what he said? He said that no man take away your crown. How does a man take away your crown? Because we're not speaking of a physical crown. He said, don't let the reasoning of man rob you of your glory, of your identity. Everything that you hear seeks to rob you of this precious truth that you have heard. Jesus said they will mock at you. They will laugh at the Son of Man. People will try to correct you. People will try to laugh. They will mock at you. Do you know, even right here on this pulpit, do you know how many people came here to talk against what we are preaching here, right here on this pulpit? You people don't notice it. People didn't notice. Because it's not given to them to know the mystery of Christ. What we're doing here is not child's play. It's not child's play. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. It's what the Lord has directed us to preach. It is a message of the Lord. God wants you to know the mystery of the Father and the Son. He didn't come here to make any religion or anything, all this blah blah blah. He didn't come for all that. Don't let any man rob you of your crown. The crown of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hold fast. Go to verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I'll write upon him the name of my
God.
The name of my
God.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is the new Jerusalem, which cometh out of heaven from God. And I will write upon him my new
name.
That is the name of God. He only calls it a new name. Because the name, there is no, it cannot be expressed with a letter. I am that I
am.
Because God does not have a physical name. God has been before everything. So how can you give me a name? I am that I
am.
I will give you that name. You know the angel that blessed Jacob? He asked you, why do you want to know? Because there's no answer. You cannot, there's no name. All you can do is to inherit that name, but it cannot be mentioned. Moses asked God, but who should I say sent me? Tell them I am. I am. That is your inheritance forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before Abraham was, I am. I am am the one that was, is, and is to
come.
To come. That is your inheritance forever.
Amen.
That is your name forever.
Amen.
That is an eternal name that shall never be cut off.
Amen.
That is the name above all names.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We better be thankful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we stand up? Can we be thankful to God?
Amen.
Thank God for this new name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the church. A new name. Let us follow the example of Jacob. Jacob goes into the quiet alone. Some of us are too distracted with the things of this world. Alone. He was what?
Alone.
No distraction. Just you and your God. That I may know you. That I may inherit that name that is above all names. In that name is the blessing of God. The anointing without measure. I will give you a new name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The name of my God. The name that I inherited. That same name at which every knee shall bow is now your name in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But let no man rob you of your crown. All men are liars. All men are not aware of this secret. It's a secret. Oh, hallelujah. It's a mystery. So men are not aware. At times we get weary. We begin to faint because of loneliness. Because everybody's leaving you. They think you are mad. Stand alone. Stand alone and stand your ground.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Stand your ground.
Amen.
They that are with us in the spiritual are more than they that are against us.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. We bless you. Thank you because your word has come. A spirit of zeal, let it consume your people.
Amen.
A hunger for the things of God.
Amen.
Hunger for things that are eternal.
Amen.
Hunger for an inheritance that will not fade away.
Amen.
Reserved for a people forever.
Amen.
A new name, a new identity.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As Elder Isaac was concluding the prayer this morning and the Sunday school message, I saw a mountain from the mountain top, a very high mountain. Then from it inside there was an opening. And from that opening was this fountain of water coming from that open place from the top to the bottom, flowing out.
Amen.
That was the first vision the Lord showed
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
And now as we feeling, as he was concluding the messages, the Lord showed me, you know, castles. Castles.
Hallelujah.
Castles.
Praise
this
God.
This castle is surrounded by fire.
Oh, hallelujah.
Round, and the castle was in the middle of this fire.
Amen.
Amen.
That was what the Lord has
given.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's your kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just, can we pray, stretch your hands towards Elder Isaac? And your wife.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We pray, oh God, that what you have started in our brother
Amen.
Will continue throughout eternity.
Amen.
You showed us this vision years ago, and now we are seeing it come to pass.
Yes.
That you have raised up a new minister in the land.
Amen.
that's going to affect people.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
According to your good will.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You strengthen his arms.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And cause him to fly over every situation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That we see in this world that we live in.
Amen.
Thank you because it is done.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.